The state confirmed 15 cases of rat lungworm disease this year, 9 on the Big Island and 6 on Maui. Governor David Ige says the legislature provided $1 million, $500,000 for each of the next 2 years to address this serious parasitic infection.
Our departments of health, agriculture, tourism, land and natural resources, and the University of Hawaii are working together to identify and determine the best approaches to preventing the spread of rat lungworm parasite.
State Department of Health Director Dr. Ginny Pressler says $300,000 in the first year will fund information and outreach efforts.
Our major focus will be building public awareness and education. The Department of Health, in partnership with the Hawaii Association of Broadcasters, will air a series of public service announcements on television and radio stations statewide throughout the year. The campaign will focus on food safety and basic prevention measures.
The governor's joint task force, established last year, will reconvene in August and focus on diagnosis and management of the disease. Task force chair, associate professor Kenton Kramer, says that work is already being done.
Subcommittee on Clinical Diagnosis and Management. They're meeting during the summer, focusing on the best practices. The Centers for Disease Control does have standard protocols that they'll be looking at first, followed by collaboration with international collaborators.
But Big Island lawmakers are not happy with the state's prevention and funding plan. They say UH Hilo Pharmacy School Associate Professor Sue Jarvie should receive full funding. Big Island Representative Joy San Buenaventura is from Puna.
I am very disappointed as a representative for the District of Puna, where the crisis has hit before Maui, before anywhere else in the state, that there is no monies being given or directed to UH Hilo, who has been in the forefront of educating the public and who is there at the hospital doing research, doing palliative care, helping out the patients with rat lungworm disease, that there are no monies allocated for that.
Big Island Representative Richard Cregan represents Na'alehu, Kealakekua, Captain Cook, and Kailua Kona.
I'm a physician on the Big Island, and we provided a bill that would have granted $1 million to the Jarvie Lab to do the research that's needed. That money was diverted to the health department. When the health department got it, they said, "We didn't ask for this money. We don't know what we're going to do with it." That's what they said. And what have they done with it? They come up with a piece of paper and some empty promises. Well, I think it's reprehensible what our health department and what our governor is doing to not support the Jarvie Lab.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.